Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Wednesday, July the 15th, 2020, 7:15, 2020, 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, and we're having an interesting conversation about President Harding and his grandson, Jim Blessing, who was on the program yesterday. Do you have any thoughts on that interview or on that whole situation in general? It's a fascinating conversation, to be honest. And the people who called in hour number one, I found it fascinating because it's a tough situation. Do you want to have the body of the president exhumed? Do you think that's a big deal? Do you think Jim has been treated right by the Harding family? What is the response from the Harding home at this point? I don't know. I don't know if they listen to this show. I don't know if we'll ever get a response. I would like to hear their response. I don't think that something intentionally bad is going on. You know, I don't think we can say that until we hear a response. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, a lot of hoopla going on right now concerning Governor DeWine's press conference tonight, which will be a very interesting thing, to say the least, because we don't know what he's going to say. Now, my guess is that I think he'll try to get very strict with the masks and warn people that if you can't get this under control, we might have to go back to doing things the way we did it before. I don't think tonight is going to be going back to doing things the way we did before. I just can't imagine that would happen. It might, though. It might, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be more, if you don't start wearing the masks, if you don't do what you need to do, if you don't stay apart, it could be big trouble. I think that is probably what tonight will be. And letting people know the consequences of this. Governor DeWine does not want to become Texas and Florida and Arizona and Alabama and these southern states. And it's interesting to me because, I mean, I guess we could say that Florida and places like that are having this problem because they're big tourist attractions. But to be honest, I don't know why some of these southern states are having this problem, because when you look at that map, it really is the South. And I don't know what that's all about. The North doesn't seem to be having as big a problem yet. There's something odd about that. 740-383-9944. Then the question becomes, if it was enforced that you had to wear a mask, would people do it anyway? I don't know. It's a very interesting thing. But clearly the governor has something he wants to say tonight, and apparently is going to say it. Phone lines are open on that and the President Harding story, 740-383-9944, 17 minutes past the hour. And it is very odd here this morning. Now, I will say this, because it's like an uneasy feeling, because, you know, how, and this could just be paranoia at this particular point, but it something feels sort of out of place here. And you know, when it comes to a program, you get a little, I don't know what you would call it, maybe a little, you become a little bit of a control freak when it comes to a program. So I'm not really sure what's going on there. It might have been absolutely nothing, because we're 17 minutes past the hour now into this program, but it was very odd in hour number one. But of course, we've got some very odd people. We've never had a lack of odd people associated with this station. Now, don't forget, coming up this morning, I'll be on with Glenn 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then I will also, well, Glenn will be on from 12 to 1 with A Progressive Life. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And then that all will be followed by the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. All right. Here we are. What are we learning this morning? Anybody got an opinion? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and I'll put you on the air. Getting some feedback here on Facebook that the only way that's happening is if it's enforced, I guess, is with face masks, is what we're learning. People won't listen. There was a stay-at-home order, and people were still congregating. Now, that's true. So, apparently, even if there is an order, it's probably not going to happen in that way, which very well could be. I don't know. I mean, does anybody have an opinion on this? It's all very complicated, if you ask me. It's just all complicated. That's where we are right now. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, doing great. What are you doing up?
Oh, I just got through mopping the dining room.
Oh, but that's a big chore at this time of the morning.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing this for, this is the fourth day. I've been trying to clean house, so it's kind of getting old now.
I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah, what are you going to do if they mandate this mask? Are you going to wear it?
Well, it's my understanding, and I guess I'll have to say it this way. It's my understanding that what a mask mandate does is makes you wear a mask in public. Now, they can't make you wear a mask at home. So that's out the window. And it's my understanding that a radio station, I'm not sure if we would be under that, because I remember when the first stay-at-home order happened, media was excluded from that.
Right.
So I think that's probably what would happen again.
My opinion is, you know, if I feel that if I got a word, you know, so be it. I mean, you know, we are having some big time troubles there, and we got to get it under control. So if he says I got a word, and then I'm not going to fight, I'm just going to go ahead and put her on and see what happens there. I know there's been a lot of backlash about, you know, going back and forth. People are calling you kind of outraged by having a word. And then, I don't know right now. And then, I don't know, you know, if it's a good idea to wear it or if it's not a good idea.
Well, here's what I thought in the beginning, and I was with people in the beginning to the degree that when they shut everything down, I thought, well, you know, people know now, and they're going to do what they're going to do based on what they know. Well, we've done that now. We opened everything back up, and we told people, we said, okay, these are the risks, and, you know, you've got to be cautious. Well, the numbers are through the roof now. They're higher than they've ever been, and so I don't know. Do people think it's over? Do people think there's a vaccine? I really am not quite understanding what's happening.
Well, my opinion is that some of the people can't wear a mask because of their breathing, you know, situation there where, you know, they put a mask on, they're doing more harm than they are good. I understand that. I don't know how he's going to regulate that part of it.
Well, I think if you have a medical condition, I think that you would be excluded. But the problem is that clearly there are so many people who do not have medical conditions who are not wearing masks. And I'll also say this. I think what the governor is doing, because we had the 4th of July, 10 days ago, 11 days ago, and he knows that those numbers are about to come out from the 4th of July, and I was here on the 4th of July, and people were out in record numbers, people were not wearing masks, people were getting together in large groups, they were doing, and I think he knows those numbers are coming, because it takes a while for this disease to show up, those tests are coming, and I think he knows that's going to be a gigantic spike, and he's trying to cut that off at the pass.
Well, social distancing seemed to went out the window there. I don't think there's too many people doing that. And then, in my opinion, from what I've seen, I mean, I try not to get too close to somebody, you know? But as far as that goes, is he planning on putting some fines on people if they don't wear the mask? I don't see the logic in that. How are you going to enforce that?
I don't know. It's very interesting when you think about it.
Yeah, you can't enforce something that hadn't been voted on by the people, and there's not been any legislation of it. And I'm just saying, these counties that set up this, you know, we're going to fine you for not wearing it and stuff like that, it's in for some lawsuits in the end there, isn't it?
I think you're right. I don't think they can fine. I don't know. If a city ordinance is passed, they probably could fine you. So
yeah.
I don't know. I can't imagine they would, though. They'd be fining people all day long. It's going to be an interesting
right.
couple days.
It's unconstitutional for them to even be thinking about passing an ordinance for that, even. And then, I mean, you go up in front of a judge here, he ain't going to know what to do. You know that?
Well, and I think that's going to be a big part of this, is we really don't know what to do. And I don't know what he'll... I mean, it's very possible he might try to shut down things again. He might try to shut down certain things.
That's a possibility. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's going to be interesting, as you said.
Yeah, he's doing it at night for a reason, obviously, people can watch. But I can't imagine he'd shut down everything again because he's too worried about the economy. But I believe it's going to be here, and this is just my prediction, and people can tell me I'm wrong tomorrow when it doesn't come out this way. But I think what he's going to say is, the numbers are too high, we're not going to become these southern states, you better start wearing your masks, and if you don't, then we are going to go back to that.
Well, if we go back to that, you might as well just kiss Ohio goodbye, because our economy will never recover from a second one.
It's going to be an interesting end of the year, that's for sure.
You betcha, Scott. All righty, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now moving on to the next subject. Here's what happened. Okay, let's just break into this, folks. A few weeks ago on this program, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I had invented something on the air. You know, I had a brilliant moment. And I said, has there ever been a thing called apple butter donuts? Because, you know, I love apple butter. Has there ever been a thing called apple butter donuts? And I was barraged that day by people who said, this is a good idea, and this is how we could make them, and we could use cinnamon, and we could use this and that and the other, and it could be done. And I thought, man, there's going to be apple butter donuts coming out of my ears, and I think it should be named for me, because I came up with the idea of something that has never been thought of before in the culinary department. So, nothing ever showed up. This is the point. Nothing ever showed up. Not a darn thing for like 2.5 weeks ever showed up. Now, last night, I just happened to be on Facebook, and I was thinking about this, about how this whole thing went down the tubes. Just went right down the tubes, this whole apple butter donut thing. Now, so I had this conversation on Facebook last night about apple butter donuts, and a lot of people started commenting on this, some kindly and some rudely. And moments ago, there is a container dropped off here, and I believe these are apple butter donuts in this container, like 6 or 7 of them. And so I want to get the backstory on this before I eat any of these, because here is the, what'd you say? Well, yeah. Well, you bring in donuts, that's the way it goes. We're going to get the backstory on this from... who did this morning? Made these. You made these?
Of course.
You, of course.
Did you think I had someone else make them and pick them up?
Well, no, but here's what I'm confused about. Because I made that post last night at like, what, 9 or 10 o'clock? It was late.
I was already in bed.
You were already in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So when did these things get whipped up?
Bright and early this morning. What do you think people make donuts? You time got to up, make the donuts.
You got up this morning and made apple butter donuts. And see, because you always try to deflect these things. Are you saying it had nothing to do with that conversation last night on the internet?
Of course it did. I was tired of being like, thrown under the bus for it or something. What is that?
No, what did I say? Did I mention your name one time in that post?
You always get away with that, but like, oh, I didn't say your name.
No.
But if anybody listens, they know it was me with the apple butter donuts.
I think my post said last night, apple butter donuts, like a good or bad idea. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michelle asked me, did I ever get any? And I didn't mention your name there either. All I said was no. No, I did not get any.
Right. I was protesting.
Oh, you were angry. Like, yeah. You can never say the word angry.
I wasn't angry. I was annoyed. So I just stayed away.
If you had indeed whipped these up.
What do you mean I didn't? I totally whipped them up.
No, I'm saying if you whipped these up weeks ago when this initial conversation happened mm-hmm. about apple butter donuts mm-hmm. and did not give me any. Mm-hmm. That was out of anger. You can't say perturbed or whatever.
It wasn't out of anger. It was because you told me not to come in.
I did tell you not to come, but that made you angry.
No, it just, why would I bring the donuts when you said not to come in?
Because you could drop off donuts.
Oh, okay.
Well, like this morning you came in and you said, you sat over there and oh, la-di-da.
And I sent you a message first and I said, what do you have the second hour?
You said, what do I have the second hour? But you didn't say anything about donuts or I'm going to be dropping by or any of this.
I didn't need any of the pre-conversation.
Well, you might.
No.
All
Are you
going to
eat the donut?
I'm going to try the donut. Are you in a rush?
Well, no, but...
My goodness.
You've built it up now.
I have built it up. Now, first of all, give us the recipe for anybody at home who would like to whip up apple butter donuts.
No.
You do realize this is a radio show. I know it's hard to tell sometimes.
No, honestly, it was just like dough...
Dough.
Yes, and
like
then
dough. Where do we get dough?
Look it up for like a donut recipe, and then I fried them like you do donuts, and then I used a wooden spoon to put the hole down after they were cooled a little. Used a wooden spoon to put the hole down the center, and put apple butter in them.
Now, did you take a picture of these? Because I will have to post this.
I did not.
Take a picture, quick.
Take a picture.
Take a picture of the donuts.
Because you can't take one with your...
Oh, be quiet.
Okay.
Don't be rude. What? Don't be rude. Take a good picture there.
They are pretty.
Yeah. Well, I want people to know, because last night a lot of people did comment on this, and a lot of people said interesting things, so I wanted people to know that they did show up this morning.
Okay.
Apple butter donuts, thank you. Now, so basically this is just apple butter in a donut casing.
It is.
And what's on the outside?
It's a cinnamon sugar.
It's a cinnamon sugar. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call these? Are these just apple butter donuts?
You can name them. They're your creation, just my
well, I think you should
imagination.
You made them. Oh. So what's the name?
I mean, they're just apple butter donuts.
That's very boring.
I mean, jelly-filled donuts are just called jelly-filled donuts, so I guess...
No, some of them have names.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Don't you eat a lot of donuts?
No. I haven't even tried those.
Well, why wouldn't you try the... wait a second. Now, wait... They could be poison. And you know, here's the thing.
They're not. I had people at work try them.
But here's what made me nervous about the whole thing. When you came in, there were like 7 donuts in here. Mm-hmm. And you said, eat that one.
Because it looks really good. That's the only reason why. Don't you ever look at your food and you pick out the one thing that looks really good? It looks really good.
But you said, eat that one. Like, you know, you're not going to be eating any other ones.
It was not.
That one's especially for you.
It was not meant to be cryptic at all. No, it's just because it looks like the fluffiest one, I guess.
It sounded cryptic.
I got that one out, and I was like, that one looks good.
Now, I just want to put this on the record, because sometimes you tell false stories. And you roll your eyes back in your head. Now, here's the truth. Now, I did not plan this. I did not ask you for these. Mm-hmm. Now, is this all true?
True.
I did not plan for you to come in here this morning. I did not beg. I didn't... Because, see, this story will come back... Later on, and you'll say, well, he berate me into it and all this sort of things.
You poke at me, though, because you know if you poke long enough that I will do it. Let's be honest.
I can't say that. I can't say that. Did you hear the interview yesterday with President Harding's grandson?
I did not. It was one of those days.
What is wrong with you?
I honestly wanted to, but it was one of those days at work. It was just, it is very interesting to me, not only because it's Marian history, because I love, president stuff like that. I do. And of course, I am a huge part of Marian history, Scott.
Really?
I'm practically a beauty queen, remember?
You're a beauty queen?
Practically.
How's that?
Well, we've talked about this because Marilyn Meskey is my...
I don't think that makes you a beauty queen.
I mean, it runs in our family.
Is that a gene that runs in your family?
I think the beauty queen gene? Yes, that's what I'm going to say.
So Marilyn Meskey was your... How does this work? I don't think we've ever talked about this on air.
It was my great-grandmother's sister.
Miss America.
Yes.
Yeah, and also a former two-time Miss Ohio.
Miss Ohio, right.
Was your who?
Great-grandmother's sister.
Great-grandmother's sister.
But, you know, with the whole odd family thing, it was technically her...
Your Kentucky roots. Obviously, there was a mess there.
Opposite side of the family.
Oh, that was the opposite side of the family.
Yes.
Well, you got it on both sides.
Well,
this explains so much.
No. It was just that she was raised by her grandmother.
Because there was some hinkiness there.
Her mother...
Do you remember what... Because we run it here on the station all the time. Do you know what Marilyn's real name was?
Spurrier. Yes.
That's good.
I did a whole family tree thing.
On Marilyn Meskey.
Well, no. I did, like, the ancestry thing a while back and, you know, rooted back. That was a really messy part, honestly. It took a while to figure out because she was technically my great-grandmother's niece, but was raised as her sister. So
what would the beauty queen gene mean?
I don't know exactly, but I should have been a princess or something.
You should have been a princess.
Yes.
What is a princess?
Are you going to eat the donut?
I'm going to eat the donut. Just give me a minute.
Yes.
You know, because once I put it in my mouth, that you know, we're on radio, and it might take a minute to chew. Because I don't know if they're good or not. I'm not saying they're bad, but I won't know. And once I put it in my mouth, are you going to talk?
Sure. What should I talk about? Like Marian history?
We
got to
talk about something. Talk about Marian history. What do you... You just host this show like I was.
I was going back to your topic.
Well, do you have a thought on it?
President Harding?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, his grandson. And you didn't hear the interview, so you can't really have an opinion.
I heard some this morning. So, like, I definitely think he is a part of it. He should be included in asked about things, right? I mean, no, he didn't know him, but... It's still part of history.
I just, there was a thing on Facebook here that asked how I take pictures. Did you email me that picture, by the way? Message me it over.
I forgot how to email it to you.
Email it, message it over, do what you got to do. But I don't understand. Here's the thing. Where is Michelle? Because she was in here a couple weeks ago. But where has she been?
Okay, so listen. Michelle has important things to do this morning. She wants to come. I have to save her a donut.
Well, no, I'm not saying she doesn't have important things to do. I'm just saying there has to be some morning where she's got no important things to do. Some mornings, like Friday, I'm on all day. I'm on from 8 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon.
She's busy. She, like, runs a whole business and is a mom, as do I.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying she used to make the time to come and visit me or drop off things, and I was always appreciative of that.
Mm-hmm. She just did not all that long ago. She brought you strawberry pie.
She did.
Yeah,
she did. A couple weeks ago.
Right.
There's a tariff to be my friend.
People should know this.
Yeah, a little bit of a tariff. Mm-hmm. So did you give your opinion that he should be included, is what you're saying?
I think so. I mean, why not?
But do we exhume the president to prove this point?
No.
Well, people feel different.
That's weird.
Well, how is she going to prove the point?
I don't think that's necessary.
When you go on to your reward, I'll make sure that a few years later you're exhumed.
I don't think I have any mystery kids out there anyone would be worried about. I think I would know about them.
No, that's the whole mystery. You don't know about them.
I wonder how that would happen.
I don't know how that would happen. But here, this was an interesting topic that somebody brought up in hour number one. Now, in 1920, why do you always look at me with such, like, I'm about to say something terrible?
No.
I'm talking about the president. Now, here's what I'm saying. That back in the 20s, when this all transpired, a woman out of wedlock having a child with a man who was married, this is very taboo.
Right.
Very taboo. And an older man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, is it the same thing? Because we think that this taboo is why this is a problem.
I don't think it's quite the same.
You
want
to drop that question down like a level or something?
No, I don't think it's quite the same. I definitely think it's still taboo to an extent, but I don't think it's quite the same today. I mean, as it would have been then. I don't think people are quite as maybe like shunned or looked down upon for it as they may have been.
I think you're right. And I don't understand why that ever was a thing.
Right. I don't know either.
I mean, some people just don't want to get married.
Right.
I think everything should take place outside of marriage.
I am aware
everything.
Of this about you.
Kids, yes. Dogs, pets, whatever.
Yes, I know this about you.
Death certificates, all outside of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, now I'm going to go in, but you got to start talking.
I don't know what to talk
about. This could take like a minute to chew and swallow.
Okay, I'll commentate your donut eating.
Commentate my donut
yes.
eating.
Yes. He's going in. No, I'm kidding.
No, he's not. But so it's an apple butter. Now, where did the apple butter come from?
It's store-bought. I had to store-buy it, but I bought like the Amish kind.
It's Amish mm-hmm. store-bought butter.
It is, because obviously last night I didn't have time to make apple butter.
So the Amish...
It takes like 12 hours.
Came to the store on horse and buggy, dropped it off, mm-hmm. and then you purchased it.
I'm guessing. That's probably how
it
happened.
So you believe that's what happened?
It might have. There was only a few mm-hmm. jars there, so they were selective.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
The Amish drove all the way in from Amish country to deliver like two or three jars of apple butter.
Maybe.
Do you think they got some dough for that? Big
yeah.
dough?
Yeah, they do.
What do you pay the Amish? You can't pay them gas mileage.
Well, they don't have to pay taxes on anything, so you pay them what they ask for.
Like
just
a butter?
Cash. Yeah. In butter? No, you yeah. give them money.
Well, they turn their own butter.
Okay, but you have to give them money.
Do you?
You can't pay them in butter, I don't think.
Oh, I don't know. I would have paid them in butter.
The Amish are a whole other intriguing topic to me.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why don't you go live amongst the Amish for a while?
I couldn't do it.
I think that would help you. You'd get real zen, transcendental meditation, come right down to it.
Amish people are not zen.
They aren't?
No.
Well, the ones I know are. They're not angry. They don't get upset.
I don't think they get angry, but I think they work a lot. I don't think they have a lot of downtime.
They get angry when you run over their horse and buggy.
And there's that Amish mafia you'd have to watch out for. So.
Amish mafia.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Amish mafia.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that? It's truly a thing.
What do they do? Hit you over the head with the butter churn handle?
I think they do it to each other, not so much outsiders.
There's no Amish mafia.
Okay.
Who's borrowing money from the Amish? And like,
it's
oh.
not about borrowing money. It's about stealing their goods. I mean, they're taking over their goods. They all have something they make and how they make a living. So they don't like anyone stepping on their toes.
But that's not mafia. That's just like a thug.
No, there's a whole Amish mafia.
Like if you tried to steal... Oh, here we go. Like if you tried to steal something from me... you know.
You'd get your gang after me.
I'd have you beat down in the hallway or something. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott. Hey, I wasn't able to pick up anything on my radio this morning, and I just got in the car and was driving from one place to another, and I just heard you mention something about an interview. Did you talk to Jim Blessing?
I did. We did a whole interview yesterday morning.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah,
It's entirely.
It's already been put on the website because a lot of people are interested in it. We did a 50-minute interview yesterday. Went through why he's doing it, what it's all about, how it all came about. Yeah, it's on the WWGH website if you want to listen.
Oh, yeah, sure do. Yeah, I wish I'd have known that. I've been having trouble picking the station up on my radio in the house, and so sometimes I don't get anything until I'm in the car driving someplace. So.
Oh, it's that ionosphere out there. But yeah, check the website out. Go under my section of the website, and it should be right up there at the top under yesterday's date.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, Fred, and call me back and let me know what you think when you finally do listen to it. Call back in some morning.
Okay, will do.
Hey, thanks Fred. Scott. Bye-bye. Fred with the Marion County Historical Society. See, this is a big story,
and
here I am right at the center of it.
That's exciting.
Are you going to listen to this thing?
I would have liked to listen yesterday.
It's on the website. Are you going to listen to this thing?
Oh.
And have some kind of comment or a reaction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that just like an emoji you want for a reaction, or how do you want me to?
No, I hate emojis. By the way, I hate emojis. And the number one emoji that I hate is that, like, hands up in the air. I don't even know what that means. Is that like, I don't care, or who cares,
it's like,
or it's the way it is?
What do you want me to do?
What do you want to do? Now, wait a second. But I'm going to talk about this Amish mafia for a minute mm-hmm. before I get into these donuts. What is that? If you steal something from another Amish person?
I mean, I don't really know the rules because I'm not Amish, but it was like a whole
thing.
Are you
sure? I thought you were Amish for like the first 3 or 4 months I knew you.
Oh. I don't know why you thought that.
Did you ever
I was driving and working and
Yeah, but I thought you were one of those reform Amish.
Like a Mennonite?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, like I used to be Amish? Like I gave it up?
Yeah, you gave it up and you become, you know, now more civilized, but you still had a little touch of Amish in you.
Maybe.
Yeah. Now, don't swing your headphones past the microphone again. That caused problems last time. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
I'm trying to get a hold of a radio station that takes advertising.
That show's on tomorrow from 12 to 1. So tune back in tomorrow, 12 to 1.
Right.
That's the advertising show, Swap Shop. Now, I was trying to drive to a point there.
About the Amish and me being Amish?
Well, you look Amish.
Okay.
That's what set it off for me, is that you looked Amish.
I don't know.
I thought, if there's anybody who looks Amish, it's this person.
That's strange. I don't really wear the bonnets or the buns.
I could see you Amish, though.
Are you going to eat the donut?
I'm getting in the donut. Listen, I got 17 minutes to kill at this
particular
point.
I feel like you're going to,
point.
Just put it off for the last two.
See, I don't know what that means.
We aren't the only ones that don't listen. Like, this gentleman didn't listen either. But
listen, I think Michelle did listen yesterday because she was listening in the early hours, and I think she did hear the interview. Michelle, did you hear the interview? If you heard the interview, Michelle's got like a petrification of calling in here. I know she's not open right now, and I know she's near a phone. So, Michelle, if you listened to that interview yesterday, which I believe you did, she's more devoted than you to listening to this show because I get the messages. So, Michelle, call in right now. 740-383-9944 and tell me what you think about the President Harding thing.
She can't. She has...
She can.
No, she can't.
Why are you protecting her?
Because I know she has an appointment this morning.
What's she doing?
Well, she's getting her nails done.
Right now?
She's getting a mani-pedi this morning.
Right now?
At 9:45. Right now.
Well, this is not 9:45.
It's 9:44, so she's already there, clearly. She said she had to go to work.
She didn't go to work yesterday. Listen, she's just agreeing with you. I think this is a whole scheme.
No, it's no scheme.
No, you both have to listen to it now. Now there's homework. You both have to listen to this interview, which is on the website, and then I want feedback tonight.
Okay. I will try to listen to that today while I'm working.
Because we cannot let the time pass. You know what I'm saying?
While it's a hot topic, we just got to get on it.
While it's a hot topic. We don't want to get too far away from it. So the thing is, where are we at on the disc golf?
That sounds fun to me.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I've played before. I like it. I said that. I'm not good, but I like it.
Is there anything you're good at, though?
I don't know.
We're about to find out if it was baking donuts.
I don't know.
Well, that was a nice big awkward pause.
What do you want me to say?
Well, is this it? Is this the only talent you have?
Baking?
You like, fashion yourself, though, like an athlete. And I don't really quite understand this.
I'm still athletic.
I can't say that to be... Like, where are you athletic?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you consider to be athletic?
Well, like, I still work out and things. Like, I'm not, like,
unathletic. Oh, do you?
Unathletic.
What do you do? Do tell.
What do you mean? You know I work out.
I don't... How would I know that?
Because we've discussed it before, because you hate gyms.
I hate gyms, but I don't know that you go to the gym every morning.
No, I don't go to the gym. I used to go to the gym every day after work, but I don't anymore.
And so what are we doing now? In 2020, what kind of activity are we doing?
Well... Like, during the whole, you know, while I was home and everything, I walked a lot or whatever.
Well, that's not really... not an athlete.
Well, I was... Well, like, when I was, at, like, in high school or whatever.
Are you like, a powerhouse? Are you, like...
Well, no. I never said that. But I like to stay active. Well, I like to stay fit.
Uh-huh.
I didn't, like, bodybuild or anything like that.
Well, not bodybuild. I'm just saying, you know, are you, like, a strong... What do they call that? A core. Do you have a strong core?
I think so.
Are you, like, powerful? Can you lift heavy boxes? Can you do all that sort of thing?
Oh, well, yeah, I have to do that.
Could you, like, beat somebody up if it came to it? This is what we're going back to the Amish Mafia.
I've never been in a fight, so I don't know if I could beat anyone up, I suppose. Fighting isn't really my thing. These are the hands we love with, not the hands we fight with.
And you would know that for sure because...
I work for a preschooler with preschoolers, so
that's not what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. But regardless...
I finished it for you.
Okay, well, is that what that means? You know, she's doing a lot of typing for somebody who is getting a manicure pedicure.
She is. I'm not making it up.
Uh-huh. I think you lied.
No,
you lied on the air. And that's far worse than lying anywhere else when you lie on the air like that.
That is truly what she's doing. Why would I lie about that?
So is this like a one-time only thing with the apple butter donuts?
If they're good, maybe I'll make them for you more.
Like once a week?
Maybe not once a week.
What was that?
Maybe not once a week. Once a month.
I couldn't believe you didn't bring a beverage today. This is like a thing
with
us.
Yours. I can't do it all. I was trying to work.
I try to push people into doing it all.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the fact. Now, what would your normal morning routine have been had you not done this morning?
I would have done other things at work.
You did this at work?
Well, I did it this morning. I would have gone into work earlier again.
So I stopped you from going into work early this
morning.
Well,
no. You didn't stop me.
I was
from
on your
it.
Mind last night, and first thing, you said, I'm going to get these things done.
I work plenty, and I will be there later today.
I'm not criticizing your work schedule.
I have a very flexible schedule, so I just took advantage of that this morning to make donuts. Right, you could just be thankful.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to get the trajectory of events that happened here, because I don't want to be blamed for saying that I told you to make these or I told you to bring them in, because that's how you always kind of lay it out.
That's usually how it goes. But I got up early this morning, went to the store to get what I didn't have, and then made donuts and went to work.
All right. Well, these are the famous apple butter donuts. And now we're going to do a taste test.
I'm nervous.
Are you?
Yeah, because I really didn't try them. They did at work, and they're like, oh, they're good. But, you know, maybe they're just being polite.
Well, I won't be polite. We don't have to worry about that.
Right.
I will tell you the truth.
You've tried my regular donuts before, so they're similar, obviously.
Have I?
I brought donuts in the one time before. Just regular donuts. Glazed donuts, and I did, I made glazed donuts.
Oh, that was way back. That was like months ago.
No, it was during the whole, while I was off work. Maybe March, April? Yeah, March, April, probably.
This is July. I can't remember things that happened in March and April.
Well, they were donuts, and you do remember them.
I remember thinking, here's what I remember about them. I remember thinking, boy, those really look like donuts.
I mean, how do those look, though? Because they are rough. I mean, they're not like...
No, I mean, these look like... they look like a jelly-filled donut would look. I mean, you even put, like, little dollops. Well, people will see these on Facebook later.
Well, I didn't mean to put... The dollops are just because that's how... When you fill them,
you were cleaning off your fingers? Cleaning off your fingernails?
I didn't touch my fingers. I had it in a squeeze bottle.
What is this? Is this a donut, or is this, like, what...
Which one?
This thing over here.
Oh, that was like a donut hole.
Donut hole. That's what I'm thinking. This must be a donut hole.
It is. Yeah, it's a donut hole.
So is there apple butter in that?
Yes.
Even in the donut hole?
I did. Because it was bigger than what I thought it was going to be.
So this is the one?
No. Is that the one?
I thought that was the one.
You turned it.
This one.
In the middle.
This one.
Over.
This one.
That one all looks right. It just looked good to me when I pulled it out. That's why. There's no other reason why.
It's got a lot of sugar on. Now, see, that does not look like there's much cinnamon in this.
In the cinnamon sugar? Yeah, it is. It was mixed up, cinnamon sugar.
Looks much more like sugar.
Maybe it's just the color of the donut.
I'm getting all kinds of messages.
Are you? I'm so nervous.
I'm a busy person this morning. Wait till this goes... Because we're friends on Facebook, so you'll be seeing all the comments that come up on these apple butter donuts.
I will? Oh, okay.
Well, you won't?
I don't know.
I'll went crazy. I did not know that you were related to Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I have been my whole life.
But really? Well, with your family, you might not have learned it until like 7 or 8 years in.
Yeah, so Katie and Leah, they're my cousins, first cousins. Our dads are brothers.
Katie is great.
Oh, she's awesome.
I met her in fourth grade, and we've known each other ever since.
So you never thought like Kate Croman and Abby Croman?
Well, I thought that might have been one of your married names. There's so many of them, I didn't know.
You are ridiculous.
That's what I thought.
Says the guy with donut in his hand.
Is that your maiden name?
Well, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know what your first and second married names were.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
What were they?
Eat the donut.
What have your last names been?
I can't remember.
We can do trivia some morning about what your last names have been.
No,
that would fill up hours. So what was your first last
name? Trivia is about Abby's life. Croman. It's just Croman.
No, I'm saying from the first husband, what was his last name?
Why is this a conversation?
Come on. Speed up here. We're running out of time.
Try the donut.
Tell me. Come on. What was the name?
Rogers.
So you were Abby Rogers.
Yes.
Like... Mrs. Rogers.
Okay.
And then number two, husband number two.
Reinwald.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you still using that when I met you? Because that sounds familiar.
Well, I haven't used it, no. But it's your SS pairs. So they used that name for, it's my last name on my email. They never changed that because I was there.
There is no SS pairs.
That's your email address, SS Pears. Oh, S Spears.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's actually SS Pears.
Uh-huh. No, but here's the point. I remember seeing that.
That's my email, but I haven't used it as my last name since I've known you at all. No.
So your name is
Croman.
Abby Croman.
Mm-hmm.
Rogers Reinwald.
Croman. Correct.
Wow.
Actually, I took Croman back both times. So
and what's your maiden name?
Why is it? It's Croman. Why is this a conversation right now?
Well, I find it fascinating.
Okay. Well, so Katie is my first cousin, and our dads are brothers. Yes.
Well, I just got a picture from the mani-pedi.
Oh, see, I told you. I wasn't telling stories.
I like funny pictures. There's something about pictures like people like with their hair funny.
Yeah.
Or doing a thing like that. Have you listened to my soliloquy on this morning?
Yes.
I've
heard it.
Okay. Thank you.
Heard it.
Yeah.
Been there.
Brilliant.
Yes.
And where's your letter? Have you written a letter to somebody? Have you taken a funny picture and sent it to somebody? Have you done any of the things I told people to do? Call somebody on the telephone?
I call people. I don't have that fear that you do, or phobia, or what do you, aversion, maybe it is that you aversion. Have? You have an aversion to calling
an aversion. Your phone. Thank yes. you. That's what I call it, an
so
aversion.
So I do that, and I am currently writing letters, but it's just like an ongoing letter, and I've been writing them to like my kids so that they know things.
See, but that's doesn't, I'm talking about.
Like written it and sent it.
People who might not know it. I assume your kids know that you care about them. I'm talking about somebody who, because we don't, this all started about with Elvis Presley's mm-hmm. grandson committing suicide at 27. Now, you would think, well, he's got it all. Mm-hmm. But I think you feel alone in those moments. You feel just broken down and awful and sad. And people assume that you know how you feel about them, but we never tell people. Now, we'll go out of our way to tell people we don't like them. Mm-hmm. We'll write them notes to say that. But we don't do it for nice reasons. Everybody's got to. You know, I don't know.
I've never written a note to tell somebody I don't like them.
Really?
No, never.
Well, I think I've gotten a few.
Definitely not from me.
Yeah, they were from you.
I don't write notes.
I can't really.
I most recently did send a card to someone like from church who had surgery, and I wrote in the card.
Well,
and
get well, card doesn't count. I'm talking just an out of the blue
card. They
knew
that I cared. It was out of the blue. They wouldn't have expected that from me.
Well, they got surgery, though.
It just been on my mind.
Yeah, if you had to write me a note, what would you say?
I have no idea. What would I say?
That means a lot.
Hey, Scott. Hope you're doing well.
No, I'm not ill.
Here's some donuts.
I'm not ill.
Well, I'm not saying ill. Hope you're doing well doesn't mean you're ill.
What, am I, like, traveling the country or something?
If you ask questions in a note, the person can't really answer you unless they write you back a letter.
Well, you don't ask. You say something nice about. This is what I'm saying. If I was writing a letter to Elvis Presley's grandson and I knew him, I would say, you know, I really think you're a great person. I think that your music career is fascinating, and I think you're going to be just as big as your grandfather. And I want you to know that that's what I think of you. Because I bet people didn't tell him that.
Sure.
But if they had, I'm not saying it would have averted what happened, but you never know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those decisions are made out of spur of the moment. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I think I had somebody from the suicide prevention hotline on one time, and they said that I don't know how they know this, but all people who commit suicide, the moment after they do it, that second before they go on to their reward, they regret it.
You know how they know that? I think we've read or heard the same thing, because they had said that there were people that they were able to revive. Like the people that have actually survived their own suicide. Correct.
And they don't try again. Mm-hmm. And it's weird. Isn't that weird?
It is.
That in that split second between the time that you do whatever you do and the time that you shut off, you regret it. Mm-hmm. The reality of it makes you regret it. Mm-hmm. So again, that makes me think that maybe if you let people know that you care, it would mean something.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Because I think it's an impulsive thing. I better get into this.
Oh, see?
Now start talking.
I knew you were going to do this. You were going to wait.
I'm going right now.
Until the last 5 minutes.
And it's not going to take me 5 minutes to take a bite of this.
I know, but I want to hear your reaction. Go ahead.
I'm going. No, okay. Talk. Talk. Okay.
So, I don't know what to say.
Say something.
About what?
Anything.
Man, it's hot outside.
Wow.
Weather?
You'd be a good radio host.
Co-host. I can co-host.
Yes. Co-host.
Stop talking and eat. I'm talking right now.
Talk.
Okay. So, Scott's going to have me on to be his co-host more often. He just took a bite of the donut. Oh, I got it. Okay. I'll take it. The look on the face is like the sideways. It's a different flavor, maybe.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting.
Uh-oh.
No, because it tastes like a jelly-filled donut. Like the inside of the donut. What's on the inside?
Well, it's just nothing. Just dough. Just apple butter.
Is it like a little less done on the inside?
I don't know. Is it? I hope not. Oh, God.
Oh, man. I've got salmonella now, folks.
No. There's nothing.
No, I'm just saying the outside maybe just tastes different because it's brown.
Okay. I mean, is it bad? What does it taste like?
I'm going to take another bite here because I need to double check this thing.
Is it? I hope it's not really undone. They definitely cooked long enough.
What do you mean you hope it's not undone? Don't you check these things?
Well, on the inside.
How did you get this apple butter on the inside?
I told you I put a wooden spoon down in it to make the hole. It wasn't doughy when I did that. Maybe it's just like absorbing some of the apple butter and like getting softer on the inside, probably. It was fully done when I put the spoon in.
Yeah.
Put a wooden spoon in, make the hole. I just didn't go all the way through, obviously. And then I had a little like squeeze bottle that I put the apple butter into and squeezed it down in there.
That's good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I like apple butter.
Yeah, I do too.
Ooh. That's nice.
But you said you like the light-colored apple butter better than the dark-colored apple butter. So I paid attention to that and got light-colored apple butter
today. That's nice of you. Mm-hmm. No, this is good. Now, this could be a thing now. So how often are these going to be produced?
Maybe once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah, not once a week. If they were once a week, you'd get tired of them.
We have to be compromising on this whole thing.
We'll think about it.
Every 2 weeks.
Maybe.
No, this is good because it tastes right. The only thing I think that would make it better is if there was some kind of icing.
Well, I debated. I didn't know.
But what icing would you use? I don't know. That's the thing. For an apple butter donut, I don't know what you would use.
Well, when you make, like, the glaze for glazed donuts, it's just milk and powdered sugar. So I could have done, like, powdered sugar and milk and added some cinnamon to that maybe and made it more of a glaze instead of just cinnamon sugar.
Well, because strawberry donuts just have vanilla icing, right?
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. And, I wonder if that would have been good.
You know what? And I'm not telling you to make things. But you know what I was just thinking? Because over the 4th of July, mm-hmm. I like remembered that one of my favorite cakes was carrot cake. Mm. Wouldn't that be an interesting donut? Is that a donut?
I don't know. My mom loves carrot cake, too.
But what made me think of that was the icing. Because the carrot cake has that cream cheese icing, mm-hmm. which is very unique, mm-hmm. which I think is what sets off the whole carrot cake. Mm-hmm. And if you made a carrot cake donut...
That would be good.
You slap a cream cheese icing on the top of that. But I don't know what you would fill a cream cheese donut or a carrot cake donut with.
I think you'd have to fill it with cream cheese.
But see,
like
I don't...
the cream cheese icing stuff.
Oh, the cream cheese icing.
Yeah, like a more of a icing and not a...
Yeah.
You know what's in like vanilla cream donuts.
I bet that would have to be a cake donut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could fill it with anything. I think it'd have to be a cake donut with some icing on the top of it.
Maybe.
I am a creative guy. I am a culinary wizard.
You really maybe missed your calling here.
There's no. I shouldn't be doing this. I should really be done with this show every day, and I should be in some kind of donut shop. Dunkin' Donuts. Now, the first morning they open.
Right. What happened to that? Because I thought it was like July 7th or something.
Yeah, but they moved it back to the... I think it's the 17th now or the 27th or something like that.
Oh, it is? Okay. So
because they had some lighting issues.
Well, the 17th is like this week, Friday. Is it? Yeah, it's Friday.
Hey.
I don't know if that's the opening day. I haven't heard a new date.
Could be a thing.
Maybe.
You drive right by there every morning.
I do.
Yeah.
So do you, though. So do you.
Yeah, but I think this is more on you than me.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is a very nice thing that you did.
I hope they're good.
It is.
We have to save one for Michelle.
Save one for Michelle.
She insisted.
So what do? We like wrap it in toilet paper and send it over?
Maybe it's going to be your job to take it to her.
Oh, I can save it for her. Well, she needs to stop by sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long will these keep if I leave them on a counter? Do I have to put them in the refrigerator?
I would probably go against that.
Don't put them in the refrigerator.
Yeah, no.
There's nothing in here that's going to spoil, is what you're saying.
Oh, no, no. I just think they wouldn't be good. They're not going to be good for long, I don't think.
2 days.
No, you think?
Maybe.
I would think they're like one of those like kind of serve immediately type things.
Mm. Well, this has been delicious.
Is it
Thank
warm
you.
At all still?
A little bit. Mm. This has been very nice of you.
Okay. You're welcome.
I can't believe the nice gene came back for a second.
I am always nice. You just don't want to like, you want to say all the bad things about me all the time.
No, I try to be very nice. But thank you for the donuts. This is very nice.
You're welcome.
And the guest this hour, unexpectedly, ended up being
Surprise.
Abby, Croman, Rogers,
Stop.
Reinwald, Croman.
And that's Croman.
Is that where we are now? Okay. Well, I got 2 more hours to go because I'm going to be on with Glenn for 2 hours here.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn can have a donut.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Glenn's one of those guys.
Does he have sugar or something?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge. But, you know, he said he wouldn't eat bratwurst a few weeks ago, and he ate like 3 bratwursts during the course of the program.
I remember that. Brats are good.
You going to listen to the program as much as you can for the rest of the day?
Maybe. Did you see they canceled the Bratwurst Festival again?
Yeah, there's notes right here. I started off the show this morning with that. Were you listening?
No. See,
sounds like it.
I was at work.
Man, always a thing with you. All right. Abby's been the guest, and thank you for the donuts. And you'll see the picture on Facebook soon.
There you go.
I'll be back in 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
First beautiful facelift I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now, that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
The talk show pioneer, Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show. And I kept saying, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And I had various family members who were ill, and the bills were pretty high, and I had to support these people. So I did what I didn't want to do. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
This is the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and you are listening to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device to listen anywhere in the world.
Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue, phone number 740-387-9050. It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Dolores M. Giroux, age 92, of Marion, passed away on Tuesday, July 14th at Marion General Hospital. She is survived by her children, son-in-law, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Visitation will be on Friday the 17th at the Snyder Funeral Home, 360 East Center Street, from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. Funeral service will follow at 1 p.m. with Reverend Josh Freshour officiating. Burial will be in Claiborne Cemetery. You may leave an online condolence at SnyderFuneralHomes.com. For Dolores M. Giroux of Marion. Muriel Quibell McHugh, friends and family called her Babe, age 96, of Greencamp, passed away on July 13th. She is survived by her son, granddaughter, sister, niece, nephews, and great-niece. Visitation will be held Friday the 17th from 5:30 to 7 in the evening at the Boyd Bourne Funeral Home, 122 West Columbia Street. Funeral services will follow at 7 p.m. at the funeral home with Pastor Melvin Bowling and Roger Ruth officiating. Burial will be later at Greencamp Cemetery. You may leave an online condolence at BoydBourneFuneralHome.com for Muriel Quibell McHugh of Greencamp. Helen A. Johnston, age 75, of Prospect, passed away Tuesday, July, community care in Indian. She has survived.